Aloha, welcome to the Wild-Hearted Words Group Coaching Program. I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so incredibly honored that you've chosen me to help guide you along this path of empowering your purpose and helping you gain greater clarity and learning how to truly implement different processes and systems in place so that you can take your ideas, make them into reality, and build the dream life that you've always wanted. I'm sure that you are currently already living different elements of your dream life, even if you may not be completely aware of it. So much of this is about refining, about shifting your perspective, and about seeing the greatest potential that you have within you that is absolutely accessible, that is not going to be a huge leap of faith that you have to move forward with, but we're really going to draw out your strengths and draw out your true purpose. So I'm very, very excited for this journey ahead. Now let's dive in, and this is a welcome audio. It's a welcome session. So it's going to be an opportunity for me to tell you a little bit more about me, to share with you through stories over this audio that I'm going to teach you, and then to hear a little bit more about you. I'm going to be asking you questions. I'm going to encourage you to think and dive really deep. And hopefully by the end of this audio, you will be able to walk away with opportunities to brainstorm, opportunities to remove what's not serving you, and, you know, do the hard thing of refining what your idea is so that you can choose one thing to test right now. And I absolutely understand that you are likely a very multi, you know, passionate, diverse, interested individual. You've always felt this calling. You know you have a greater purpose out there, and you're feeling this struggle of not knowing how to take this passion within and express it without and around you, all in the world, to truly enhance your own life, the lives of those immediate and around you, and then the lives of so many countless people around the world. That's the beauty of building an online business or bringing your services and your presence online, is that you have an opportunity to reach people around the world. And I can tell you from personal experience that there's nothing quite so satisfying as having someone all the way on the other side of the world, in Europe, in Asia, and, you know, wherever it is, send you an email and say that something that you wrote, something that you worked on, something that you shared resonated with them in such a profound way. It's absolutely incredible. So first, I'm just going to share with you a little bit about me and who I am and what I'm doing and why I'm here. I am a word stylist and a business strategist, and I have worked on so many different brands over the last 20 years, everything from indie mom and pop shops to multi-million dollar brands, in fact, billion dollar brands. I've worked on everything from Toyota and Neutrogena, and the list of clients goes on and on. In the editorial world, I've written for MindBodyGreen, Parent.co. I've had Arianna Huffington email me back personally. You know, it's been such an incredible journey. And what I'm really excited about is that I get to take that inner working knowledge, the observation that I have of working with so many different brands, their different marketing styles, the different things that they've done to succeed and truly create compelling work and influence many people's lives, and bring it to you. And most importantly, what I've seen throughout this whole entire process is the profound effect of connection. And I'm saying this because it's not just the connection between, you know, the work that you're doing and the audience that you're serving. That's absolutely important, and we'll cover that throughout this program about storytelling, how to really genuinely create authentic connections. But at the end of the day, whatever you're doing, you're really working with one person. You're connecting with one person. And that's from the interpersonal workings of the different team dynamics that I've been on to the people we're aiming to serve. It's been such a beautiful observation and evolution to see how, at the end of the day, what really matters is how you enable and empower someone else to feel that that's what they'll remember most about you. And I want you to remember this as the starting point for your business, because how you make someone else feel, that's what they're going to remember for you for. And furthermore, that's what they're going to invest in you for. People buy because of emotions. They buy because of the dream that they believe that you will help bring them closer to. They buy because of the feelings that you evoke within them. Emotions sell and facts tell. And so I want you to remember that because, you know, think about all the relationships in your life. Think about the people who are most important to you. Think about what you remember about them and what you love about them. And is it that you love something about, you know, a fact of theirs, about what type of job that they do, or do you love the way that you feel in their presence? So I want you to remember that as, you know, a really foundational point to this business that you're building, whatever it is that you're offering, whatever service you're offering or product, however it is expresses itself, really come back to the fact that at the end of the day, it's about this connection. And truly, throughout our entire lives, it's this connection that will mean the most. It's what we'll remember. It's what will fill our hearts up, especially as you're building a business where you will have to devote so much time and energy, and where you will have to make hard choices, whether it's, you know, the next strategic step to take in your business, or the hard choice of where are you going to devote your time? Are you going to devote a late night to working on your business, or, you know, spending time with someone that you love, and all of these things make you come alive. And so these are the types of harder choices that you'll get to make. And so that's, you know, kind of where we're starting from. I want to talk about who you are as well. You are a wild-hearted female entrepreneur. You know that you have a greater purpose within you, and you've felt this calling within you for a very long time. Perhaps it's been muddled in confusion. You're not really sure how to bring that calling to light. Or perhaps there's been fear or doubt that's been covering that up. You know, all of that is okay, because at the right time, the right things will happen. I've always loved this idea that life is an upward spiral. So if you feel like you've missed out on some opportunity, if some experience came up and you weren't quite prepared to say yes to that at that moment, life is an upward spiral, and you will encounter a similar circumstance, a similar experience, a similar offer. And this time it will be even more elevated and even more uplifted. The vibe will be even higher because you will have grown, you will have learned along the way. And so there's really not this sense of you're missing out or you're behind. And that's another foundational fact that I want you to get through, is that you're not behind. It's so easy in social media to compare ourselves to someone else's outsides. And we're always comparing our insides to someone else's outsides. So on the outside, everything can look beautiful. You have photo filters on Instagram to make everything look incredible. You get to pick the highlight reel that you want to show out there in the world. And what's behind the scenes are often the harder, you know, really dig your heels in, or those tough life lessons that you need to learn in sometimes painful ways, in sometimes really graceful ways. And these aren't the things that are often shown. So just understand that every person out there who you admire has really had to go through some, you know, inner battles, some outer battles, some challenges to learn, evolve, and step into their full power. And you are in the process of doing that right now. And I absolutely commend you. I'm so excited for what's going to happen over the 90 days. I think that by the end of this, the profound and subtle shifts that you will experience within your own self as you build this business are going to be so impactful that you may not even see the ripple effects of how it's benefiting your life until perhaps even years down the line. When you commit to your dreams, and especially when you pursue an entrepreneurial endeavor, it's like, if you're a mama, then you likely understand this, but it's like giving birth to another child. You're investing so much of your heart and soul into this endeavor. You're allowing yourself to be vulnerable. You are allowing yourself to be seen. And these are not easy things. When you truly put yourself out there for your dreams, you know, as an entrepreneur, by definition, you are paving your own path. You get to define the own rules of your business. You get to take what's out there, what is status quo, and you get to make it your own. And that is so empowering. empowering. And at the same time, it can be so just completely, you know, pushing you to your growing edge constantly. But you need to move towards the edge of the light that you can see. You need to continue to lean forward and lean in, even when your response is to pull back. And I fully believe in balance. So if sometimes you need to just take a step back, unplug, unwind, relax, absolutely the more power to you.